One cannot fathom the thought of losing five children in one event, but that's exactly what happened to the Sullivans. From that tragedy came something quite remarkable, a story of a family honoring those they lost and inspiring others in the process. It's a story that still resonates today, and it's this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots. They're the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They are built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Just after the attack on Pearl Harbor, five brothers from the Sullivan family in Waterloo, Iowa, enlisted in the Navy. They wished to serve together and were aboard the USS Juno when it was struck by a Japanese torpedo and sank in November of 1942.
All five of the brothers were lost, the largest single family loss in American military history.
Bob Niemeyer is the historian at the Sullivan Brothers Iowa Veterans Museum in Waterloo, Iowa. He says the family was devastated by the news, but wanted to see good come from the story of their loss.
And yet the family, the mother especially, stiff upper lip, we're going to do our part. We want to do something for the war effort. And the Navy came up with a plan to escort them around the nation to help sell bonds, to help with recruitment.
The Sullivan family's tragedy did impact the service of family members moving forward. However, there is sometimes confusion over the exact rules.
First of all, there is no Sullivan law. There is Sullivan policy. The military will not put two or more people together in the same battle zone.
But those rules do not necessarily apply to each state's National Guard units, although care is usually taken to try and avert situations where multiple family members are serving in close proximity. Over time, locals were concerned the story of the Sullivans might be lost, so efforts were taken to remember the service of all military members in the area.
In early 2000, a decision was made to expand the existing Grout Museum to have an Iowa Veterans Museum, which would use the story of the Sullivans as symbolic of how Iowans, how Waterloo people have served.
Today, the Sullivan Brothers Iowa Veterans Museum helps preserve the story of all who served. Traveling the countryside in Waterloo, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.